All right, so let's dive into something that's making some waves, I guess, in the cybersecurity world.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Trump administration and their order for Cyber Command to halt all offensive cyber operations against Russia.
It's certainly a big shift. I mean, for years, government reports, independent cybersecurity experts, they've all consistently said that Russia is, right up there on the list of cyber threats, along with China, of course.
Exactly. And this order from Defense Secretary Hegseth,
Right.
it isn't just like scaling back or anything. It's a full stand down.
Yeah.
No more proactive digital actions,
Right.
which Cyber Command was probably taking to counter what Russia was doing.
Yeah, if we want to understand how big of a deal this is, I
Right.
think we need to take a step back and understand like what Cyber Command actually does.
Yeah.
They're basically like our digital first line of defense, you
Yes,
know?
sorry.
They're out there actively engaging with adversaries in
I
cyberspace.
see.
So think of them like a specialized military unit. But instead of boots on the ground, they're fighting malware and botnets and all these other digital
Well,
threats.
like in a military analogy, it's like we've told our troops to like lay down their arms, but the enemy is still out there.
Yeah, and to make it even more strange,
Yeah.
this order doesn't apply to the NSA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can apparently still do operations against Russia.
So are they working like across purposes now?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
Are the NSA and Cyber Command like, I mean, this lack of, being on the same page, I guess it creates this like really unclear picture
Right.
of how the US is approaching cybersecurity when it comes to Russia.
And then adding to all this confusion is a leaked memo from SIA, the
Right.
Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think they'd be super focused on this big cyber threat like Russia,
Right.
but their memo doesn't even mention them.
Yeah. And it's not just that they left it out.
Don't you?
Sources are saying that CISA staff were told specifically to stop tracking and reporting on Russian cyber threats.
It's like they're being told to just ignore a known danger.
It is.
Like one source put it in an interview with The Guardian, Russia and China are our biggest adversaries. Our systems are not going to be protected, and our adversaries know this.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying that we're purposely making ourselves more vulnerable.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And if we want to really understand like what could happen because of this shift,
Right.
we have to look at past cyber attacks that have been linked to Russia.
Okay.
There's this pattern of them going after government networks,
Yeah.
trying to mess with elections, and even attacking critical infrastructure
Right.
like power grids and financial systems.
Okay, so if they were doing these kinds of operations before the stand down,
Right.
what kind of offensive digital actions could Cyber Command have been doing to counter that?
Well, there are a few possibilities.
Okay.
One thing they might have been doing is disrupting botnets. You know, those networks of infected computers that can be used to launch these huge attacks.
Right.
So Cyber Command might have been breaking those up before they could be used against us.
So like a preemptive strike in the digital world.
Exactly.
Right.
Another thing they might have been doing is preemptive malware takedowns.
Okay.
So if they found malware being made or being used by Russian actors,
Right.
they could take steps to stop it before it caused any damage.
I see.
It's kind of like digital bomb disposal.
Okay.
They're diffusing digital explosives before they go off.
So by standing down, are we just giving them free rein to make and use these cyber weapons?
It definitely makes you wonder about that.
Yeah.
And without those proactive measures in place,
Right.
we're potentially more vulnerable to those types of attacks we've seen before.
Which makes CISA's silence even more worrisome.
Yeah.
I mean, if they aren't even keeping track of these threats, how can we know if we're ready to defend against them?
That's a really important question.
Right.
And this leads us to something else that's happened.
Okay.
It might seem unrelated, but it could be adding to this sense of vulnerability.
Okay.
The recent firings at the NSA.
Right, over 100 employees were let go by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard for misconduct,
Right.
specifically for having inappropriate conversations on government systems.
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, it seems like a necessary cleanup, but the timing is a little odd.
It is interesting timing,
Yeah.
especially because regardless of why these people were fired,
Right.
it could mean a loss of expertise within the NSA,
Right.
and that could weaken their ability to respond to cyber threats.
Including those from Russia.
Exactly.
So is this all just a coincidence, like a
Yeah.
bunch of unrelated things happening at the same time? Or
Right.
is there something more going on here?
That's what we're going to look into as we continue this deep dive.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. It is a complicated situation, a lot going on.
For sure.
I mean, some people might say, even with these firings, the NSA still has tons of talented people.
Yeah. Working to protect us.
Right.
You know, keep us safe.
True. But we can't just ignore what could happen when we lose experienced analysts.
Right.
Even if it's not a huge number.
Yeah. I mean, cybersecurity is one of those areas where experience and deep knowledge are so important.
Absolutely.
The threats, they're always changing.
Right.
And it takes years to get the kind of expertise you need to see those attacks coming and know how to stop them.
Yeah.
Losing that knowledge for any reason.
Yeah.
It can really leave us open to attack.
And when you put these firings together with the Cyber Command stand down,
right,
it's kind of a scary picture.
Yeah.
Like, we're telling Russia, hey, we're not taking your cyber threat as seriously as we used to.
Yeah. And that message could be seen as weakness by our adversaries.
Oh, for sure.
If Russia thinks there won't be consequences for their actions,
right,
it could make them even more aggressive in cyberspace.
So why are we giving them a free pass?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a strategy? Is it a mistake?
Or is it something else entirely?
There are a few possible explanations.
Okay.
And it's important to look at it from different angles.
Okay.
Some experts think this could be like a calculated risk.
Okay.
A way to de-escalate things with Russia.
Okay.
And maybe even open the door to working together on other stuff.
Cooperation sounds great.
Sure.
But Russia has a history of using cyber attacks to get what they want.
Right.
Even when they're talking to us diplomatically.
They do.
Wouldn't this be a huge gamble?
Well,
especially with how they've messed with our elections and attacked our infrastructure?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And that's why some people think this change in policy might be because of internal power struggles.
Okay.
Or changing priorities within the administration.
Okay.
Maybe there's a group that wants to be nicer to Russia.
Right.
Even though there's proof of their malicious cyber activity.
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah.
Like those political thrillers where different agencies have different agendas. But this is our national security we're talking about.
Exactly. And while we can guess about why they made this decision,
yeah,
we can't ignore the potential consequences.
Okay, so we've got this stand down order.
Right.
A CISA memo that's ignoring the Russian threat and firings at the NSA that could weaken our cyber defenses even more.
Right.
How does all of this affect everyday people?
Right.
Like our listeners?
Yeah, it's easy to think cybersecurity is only a problem for the government or big companies.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it affects all of us.
Right.
We live in a digital world.
We do.
Our banking, our communication, healthcare, even transportation.
Right.
All of it relies on networks.
Right.
And if those networks are vulnerable,
yeah,
it causes a ripple effect.
Right.
Think about identity theft, financial fraud disruptions to essential services.
Right.
These are real world problems that can hit anyone.
So what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, first, everyone needs to be aware of the risks and take steps to stay safe. Strong passwords, being careful about phishing emails, keeping your software up to date.
Yeah.
These are basic things,
right,
but they can make a big difference.
It's like locking your doors and windows.
Exactly.
They won't stop all crime.
Right.
But it makes you less of a target.
Exactly. And it's important to stay informed.
Okay.
Follow good news sources.
Yeah.
Pay attention to security warnings and be skeptical of anything online that seems too good to be true.
Good advice.
So beyond what individuals can do, what can we do as a society to fix this?
Right. Because it feels kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like we're just pawns in this big cyber chess game.
We're not powerless.
Okay.
We can demand transparency and accountability from the people we elect.
Okay.
We can push for policies that make cybersecurity a priority.
Right.
And hold those in power responsible for protecting our digital infrastructure.
Good point.
Yeah.
Getting involved in politics.
Yeah.
Even in small ways can make a difference.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, cybersecurity isn't just about technology.
Right.
It's about protecting our democracy, our economy, our way of life in this increasingly interconnected world.
And that brings us back to the big question.
Yeah.
Is this cyber command stand down a strategy,
right,
a dangerous gamble,
mm-hmm,
or something else entirely?
It's a question that deserves more attention and a deeper look at what could happen in the long run.
Okay, so we've talked about the stand down order.
Right.
Now let's dig deeper into what CISA's silence on the Russian threat could really mean.
Okay.
It feels like there's more to uncover there.
Yeah.
This whole thing with CISA, it's just, it's really strange. They're supposed to be the ones protecting our critical infrastructure from these attacks.
Right.
But it seems like they're being told to completely ignore one of the biggest threats out there.
Yeah, it's definitely made people in the cybersecurity world raise an eyebrow or two.
I bet.
To understand why this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
We need to look at what CISA usually does. They're like a bridge between the intelligence community and regular businesses and organizations.
Okay.
They share information about threats and help those groups improve their defenses.
So if they aren't even looking at what Russia's doing,
yeah,
doesn't that leave us with a huge blind spot?
It does. It's like trying to walk through a minefield with only half a map,
right,
and not being able to see what's going on.
Right.
It makes it really hard to know what attacks might be coming.
Yeah. I mean, some people might say this is all part of some big strategy.
Yeah.
You know, a way to calm things down with Russia.
Right.
But knowing what they've done in the past, is it smart to let our guard down like this?
That's a really good question. And we need to remember that cybersecurity strategy isn't always about hitting back right away.
Okay.
There might be diplomatic reasons or intelligence gathering reasons for this change that we just don't know about.
Okay, so maybe there's stuff happening behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
Right.
But even if there are strategic reasons for standing down,
yeah,
shouldn't we be doing more to strengthen our defenses?
Right.
To make up for being more vulnerable?
Absolutely. If we're not going to be as active in defending ourselves,
yeah,
then we need to be extra sure that our passive defenses are strong.
What?
Things like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, our plans for responding to incidents, all of that needs to be rock solid.
It feels like we're in uncharted territory.
Yeah.
This isn't just like a small change.
Okay.
This is a completely different way of thinking about cybersecurity for the whole country.
And this is happening at a time when the threats are getting more and more complex.
Right.
Not just from Russia, but from other countries and criminal groups, too.
Of course.
The digital world's always changing, so our strategies have to change, too.
So what does all this mean for our listeners, for regular people trying to deal with this increasingly complex digital world?
Well, the biggest takeaway is that we all need to be responsible for our own safety online.
Okay.
We can't just rely on the government to protect us.
Right.
We have to take charge of our own cybersecurity.
So that means doing the basic things like using strong passwords.
Yes.
Watching out for phishing scams.
Uh-huh.
Keeping software up to date.
Exactly. Those simple steps can make a real difference.
And it's also important to stay up to date on what the threats are.
Absolutely. Follow reliable cybersecurity news sources.
Okay.
Pay attention to security alerts and don't believe anything online that sounds too good to be true.
Good advice. And besides those individual actions, we also need to remember that we have a voice.
Right.
We can contact our elected officials, tell them our concerns about cybersecurity.
Yes.
And advocate for policies that prioritize our digital safety.
Exactly. Cybersecurity isn't just a technical issue anymore. It affects everyone.
Yeah.
It impacts our economy, our democracy, our way of life.
Right.
So we need to talk about it.
Yep.
Demand transparency and hold those in power accountable for protecting our digital infrastructure.
Okay, well, I think we've covered a lot today.
We have.
We've explored this cyber command stand down, the silence from CISA, and what it all means for regular people.
Right.
We might not have all the answers, but hopefully this deep dive has given our listeners a better idea of how complicated cybersecurity really is.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us on this thought-provoking journey.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, everyone stay safe, stay informed, and stay curious.